From the riot at the Dog Park Studios, it's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
That's
nice. Nice. It's a good way to start it.
It's so good to be back. How does it feel, buddy? How does it feel to have me back in the house? Tell
it's
the
nice.
Truth.
No, it's nice. It was, you know, you get used to it, you get into a routine, and then you miss it when it's gone. Even if it gets annoying, you still miss it. So it's fine.
Would you say that you've missed my companionship or the show more?
Yes. I don't fucking know. I wasn't prepared for the question. I don't fucking know.
And you guys are going to wonder why Hannah's not here. She moved to Guam because of all of this fucking support that she gets over here at this house.
She got guammed.
Oh my God, I just walked through her bedroom. It smells like fucking despair and guilt. Oh my goodness. Sorry. Honestly though, how are you?
I'm good.
How's it been? Do you know, and you do know because you're the producer of the show, we haven't been out since June.
I was just talking to my buddy Pete down the road about that. He was like, how long has it been?
And I he's got a nickname, Rev.
The Rev. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think it was when
Kid Rock said, go.
I told him, I think it was when Hannah had just gotten out of school. So I estimated June and confirmed it was June.
Yeah, it was like, I want to say it was like a June 5 or a June 6 or something.
That's 4 months, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. Well, baseball consumed us.
Yes.
And I was just doing that. It's like when you do All Stars, dude. It's every night for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a grind. Night. Never ends.
Yeah. So we had that going on, and then work. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, are we going to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
looking forward to that.
Yeah, and eventually we're going to have a show called Live with Johnny, Live and Unemployed.
Live on welfare with Johnny.
We'll be live from the soup kitchen. It's Johnny getting dinner. Hold on one more ladle and I can go live.
We're at OTB tonight with Johnny.
OTB, come on. Got to pay Eversource. Come on, Eversource money.
Hit it, baby.
That's fucked up, man. Hey, new beginnings bring new sponsor. We have a new sponsor tonight. Do you like tater tots?
Dude, I love tater tots. Right. Obsessed.
Do you like sliders?
Of course. Who doesn't like a slider?
Do you like chicken?
Love chicken. It's my favorite protein.
Do you like... Really?
You asked.
I have two jokes for that. grow up, John. You like really good chicken?
I'm a chicken connoisseur.
On the flip side is a food truck based out of Naugatuck, Connecticut. And am I saying that right?
Connecticut? Yes, connect it cut.
That's how you learn to spell it when you're in third grade. Connect, I cut. Great people, great family, great guy doing all the cooking. Jeez, Louise. I meant to grab a water. I got like a dry spell going on. It's your cats and your dogs. It's just your dander. Your damn dander. It's a great name for like a punk band, Damn Dander.
Damn Danders.
On the flip side, the Monday night, they're going to be at Naugatuck High School cooking. There's a game. They're going to be cooking, and they're going to be raising money for good cause. I believe it's Pop Warner or something like that. I wish I knew. I don't. I just know that the food is great. And even if there's no game and there's nothing to watch, you should go find this truck and go eat.
How do we find out where they are? That's my first question.
Facebook. You go to their Facebook page and then you follow them from there. I believe they probably have a website as well.
Yes.
Here's my problem. I think on the flip side, one time he just made the crunchiest tater tots.
Dude, I'm so obsessed with tater tots.
And when they're done, completely
they gotta
right
be right.
Crispy.
Yeah, they gotta be right.
And this dude on the flip side will make you flip. So go see those guys Monday night and then go to their page and follow them wherever they're going. They do all the fairs and the this is and the Goshen, you know, all that. We'll cut all that nonsense. They do all the fairs and then in the winter I think they just park and give people warm chicken on a cold day. So thanks for joining us on the flip side. It's been a while, and it's. I was wondering if I was going to be nervous today, and then I decided that I'm not.
Not nervous.
Until I sat down and realized how I'm days away, bro. Days away from not growing hair on the top of my head.
Can you explain to me why you don't just clip it?
You mean
super
like
short,
like Charles Barkley bald?
No, not razor. Just like with a clipper, a zero, no guard, just stubble short. It looks good, dude, and you have the head for it. I don't know what you're holding out on.
I don't know. I'd do it. We'll do live with Johnny. Somebody will start a GoFundMe page thinking I'm sick. I don't know, man. I don't know. Remember the time we got super drunk and you did that to me?
Dude,
we have a picture of that somewhere.
Yeah, a picture popped up on this thing the other day, and I was like, holy fuck, he looked great bald. I swear to God, I was like, I don't know why he didn't keep it like that. You looked good, dude.
I'll make you a deal. I'll find the picture, and I'll show it to my beautiful wife.
And if she green lights it, okay.
She prefers that over the gray stubby stuff.
We'll do it on air. I'll clip it right on
air. Swear to God?
Swear to God. Not your balls, though, just your head. No manscaping.
It's either the whole door. And look at the picture that showed me and you with the hot dog. Look at my second neck. I got a gullet. I look like a fucking goose.
Tularama. That wasn't as good as the one where I was behind you and you had the hot dog in your mouth. That was the best one. That was the best.
Yeah, that wasn't Tularama. do you like ska music? I don't know if ska music is that what they're still calling, but it's got to be, right?
It's
do you
ska.
Like ska music?
Yes, and I feel like you're expecting me to trash ska music, but I actually love ska music.
You are kind of a bougie, snobby. Like,
yes.
If it's Admit not something it. That's on your playlist, it sucks.
Right.
Immediately.
That's correct.
Which I'm kind of the same way where I'm like, nothing new, nothing new. Whereas you listen to new music.
Yes.
You just don't let in nothing almost. New that you don't know about.
Right.
Whereas my shit stops at 1992.
Is and then that
Kid
early?
Rock, and then Kid Rock. You know what I mean?
Kid Rock.
And Shooter Jennings.
Anything Speaking new by
which,
them is
I
fine.
Was going back some through some old clips and this loud mouth wrote a check it might not be able to cash. I said there was going to be a Live at Johnny tour, Kid Rock cover band starting in summer of 2024.
Yeah, we were even calling out like potential band members.
Yeah, we got to get Lobe on the phone.
Lobe slaps the bass, dude.
We got to do Sumo Flip Rock.
Yeah.
Sumo Flip Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Sergeant Scagnetti is a ska band. I'm going to say out of Seymour, Connecticut, because that's where the lead singer's out of. They just released a new album, and they don't even know I'm talking about them, but I've been following them. Their new album, when you look at me, do you automatically think ska fan?
I would not take you for a ska fan.
Okay.
No.
Great album. The new album, I love it. They have a new video for their song, the first song. I loved it. It's called Everest. But they have a song that's almost 30 years old.
Yep.
Do you know what necrophilia is?
Having sex with dead bodies.
Okay.
Was I too quick on that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it's not that you were quick on the answer, is that you licked your lips before you answered. Oh my goodness. So they have a song called Necromance.
Okay. Weird. But and I like it. I'm intrigued.
Promise me you'll listen to the song.
I 100. Okay. Dude. No problem.
It starts also, and he's like, you're dead. I love you. You're dead.
Wait, should we play a little bit of it?
I don't know if we're allowed to. Maybe see if you can find it and queue it up, and then we'll go at
okay.
it. Okay. It's called Necromance. It's on my Apple iTunes, but I know you're not an Apple guy.
No. I listen to Spotify like an adult.
Is that what adults do? Remind
go
me,
on.
Remind me to tell you something about Spotify. I can't say it on air, but remind me to tell you something.
Okay.
All right. Good. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate
sure.
you.
No problem.
You know, we got some future shows coming up, and dumb fucking statement, John.
Got some chills coming up soon.
Did you know we're going to do this more? Guess who wants to come back on the show? Do you have a drum roll or no?
I do. Hold on. Ready?
Yeah.
I'll point to you when you're ready to say it. Ready?
The
gnomes. The pack of gnomes. It was either them or Jordan Marie. I would love to have Jordan Marie back on, but the alpaca gnomes would be amazing.
You stole
Is this guaranteed? Has the deal been inked?
Can we edit this where it's me saying, ah, the alpaca gnomes. I posted a flashback.
And yeah, it was great, man.
Benny, the lead singer of the gnomes, reposted with, I said something like, I miss the gnomes. They said, We miss you too. Have us back on. Expect a phone call. He said, bet.
So, really?
I think we're going to have them on like we did for the Thanksgiving special last year, because we got the Thanksgiving drive coming up soon like we do every year. So we got that going on.
That was a hell of a night, dude. They sounded great. I love those. And good guys, too. I mean, just real cool ass
phenomenal
dudes.
Guys. And
great
if
guys.
You remember the last time on, I requested they play on my wedding. It was before Amy and I got married that they were on. Oh, my God. So that means it's been almost It's been almost two. I think this Thanksgiving might be 2 years since
they were on early, dude, when we started this. I mean, it was the first 2 or 3 months. For sure it was early. I mean, I looked at the footage you posted. It was like the old camera, a lot of the old decorations.
Amy and I will be married 2 years this coming June. They were on before that. So that means it's been almost two Thanksgivings ago. Yeah. Holy shit. So we got to have them back on this.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And the only request I'm going to have from this time is they got to play one GNR song, right? Remember CB? Remember we were hitting it? That dude could play any Appetite for Destruction song.
As long as I get to request a song too. Hotel California. But the edited version. Radio edit. Not the 12-minute
version. That's the best song you could think for the gnomes to play?
I could think of better, but that's the one they probably know.
You know what song they should play? They should play, I forget what this, Sugar by the Guess Who. That'd be awesome.
That would be great. I would enjoy that.
So the gnomes, we love you. We can't wait to have you back on. Benny, I'll be in touch. CB, tighten up that Appetite for Destruction plan because you're going to get in here and do that thing. Small town politics, buddy.
Ugh.
We're not a political show. We've had a couple of mayors on. We have the opportunity to have Mayor Pete from Naugatuck on back again. And I bring that up because I don't know if you pay attention to Naugatuck politics or any politics for that matter. And as you know, we don't pick a side. And of course, I hadn't picked a side. But I had made a comment on something I thought that I didn't like, you know.
Okay.
And
wait, as the show or as
myself,
your personal?
As myself. Okay. As myself.
You don't want to threaten the brand.
Right. I wouldn't do that as a show.
Yes.
And then Mayor Pete retorted. And then I replied as Live with Johnny was like, gentlemen, we can hash this out on the show live. You see what I did there? And Mayor Pete said he would make himself available. Now, the person who he was running against, I have to talk to that person. I'm not sure that person is still running, but a good guy, great guy. And I kind of went to his defense. Mayor Pete went to his own defense, and you know, I haven't picked a side. I'm not going to pick a side. It's not what I do because I very much like Mayor Pete. We had him on the show. Great guy. The guy he was running against, also a great guy. Don't know him as well, but haven't heard one bad thing about the guy. But it got me to, you know, and I was going to come on tonight and be like, blah, 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 blah. All I'm going to say is this. Integrity. And family and integrity is what these small towns need to be about.
Yes.
And we got to be leaders and we've got to be role models for the kids. We shouldn't leave that to LeBron James and, you know, Aaron Judge and these guys.
Please, no.
Well, LeBron James is a scumbag. He's a communist. LeBron James endorses child labor, but go read that on your own.
Different show.
Yeah, different show. good people don't kick good people when they're down, and that was kind of my comment. And I know that Mayor Pete's a good guy. I know it's the people behind it, whatever. And then the retort was, you know, well, you know, his people. Well, it wasn't him. It was his people. Let's call out his people then. Let's, you know, don't, what's the old, you know, you don't kill the messenger type situation. But Mayor Pete, we love you. The show loves you. Mr. Kilmer, we think that you're a great person, and I think Naugatuck couldn't go wrong with either one of you. I mean, that's not picking a side. That's just saying that's the right thing. And I'm not going to talk about politics anymore. There's probably going to be people watching this now and they're going, John, shut the fuck up. So you know what? You're right. Shut the fuck up. But small town politics. Did you see the town of Derby? We always talk about the town of Derby, where I think their slogan is, we're all cousins. There's like thousands of people in the town of Derby. Thousands.
Right? Literally scores of people.
And this is where people piss me off because blah, 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 bitch this, you know, fuck Joe Biden, fuck Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. The town of Derby had an election to see who was going to go. I think I couldn't remember if it's for the Democratic spot or the Republican spot, right?
Okay.
But if two Republicans want to run, you've got to pick who that, there's got to be a primary to see who gets that vote. So they had a primary. The guy who won the primary, it was like 208 votes to 206 votes.
Okay.
So 400 people made the decision for Derby. And yet, so here's what's funny. 400 people made the decision on who gets that slot. 3,000 comments.
Mm-mm. What? That math does not add
so lame. It's up. So... It's so disgusting the amount of people that are keyboard warriors and the amount of people that have an opinion but don't even go flex it at the time when it counts the most.
Because they're lazy, dude. They're going to take the easy path of least resistance. They don't want to get off the couch.
And that's why the idiots are dominating. Speaking of domination, have you ever seen a domination, just a complete takeover of the entire universe like we've seen with Taylor Swift in the past 6 months? Madonna never did this. Michael Jackson.
It's a cult, maybe, dude.
The Beatles.
I think it's a cult. I think it has cult undertones.
Bro.
Right? This NFL thing is just ridiculous.
Before the NFL, everything was Taylor Swift. Everything. I learned something about Taylor. If you wanted Taylor Swift concert tickets, you had to get on the wait list to get on the wait list. That's for the wait list to get tickets.
You had to wait to wait just to wait to wait.
It's nuts, man. She, whoever her PR people is, who's having a better year than Jelly Roll and Taylor Swift?
Nobody.
They, whoever their PR people are the best PR people in the entire world. Whoever,
it's all about marketing,
whoever
man.
Took Jelly Roll and Taylor Swift and put them in a room and said, we're going to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. I hope that they treat those people great for the rest of their lives because, holy moly, I was looking for comments, but there's probably nobody commenting, right?
There's
no. Listen,
it's our first time back. Something might be broken.
Listen, it is what it
and
is.
And listen, I honestly, even objectively speaking, I don't think her music is good. It's not good. I've listened, dude.
It has catchy moments,
but
I'm indifferent to it. But you know what? You've worked when you worked with me, you know, out in the warehouse, you get the one radio. And when you have 10 employees, you just have to pick one station.
You got to just, right.
You can't be like, oh, I want to listen to
this. I
want to
hear this. I want to hear this.
That song would always come on. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. And that thing just got
stuck in my head.
Listen, I don't care. Listen, I'm impartial to her. I don't like her. I don't dislike her. I don't even know her, obviously, but I mean, as far as her music goes, it means nothing to me. Kudos to that chick.
You got to listen. Total. She's doing something, right?
The Chiefs are on the 2-yard line, about to run a play, trying to score a touchdown, and they're just like, she's having a curly fry. Taylor Swift is putting, she's lifted the curly fry. She's dunking it. And then they go, when we come back from commercial, we're going to find out what she dunked it in. Is it aioli? Is it ketchup? And then they're going to come back and be like, before we go to aioli, you know.
Did you see what Al Michaels said? Because somebody asked him how come he didn't mention Taylor Swift during the last Chiefs game. He goes, I'm not hosting entertainment tonight. He's like, I'm not even talking about her, which I thought was great. The NFL thing is annoying because I just, like, listen.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, I get in the first quarter, go ahead and do it. But here's the thing. How many 14, 15, 16-year-old girls are watching NFL games now because they think they're going to see Taylor Swift?
That's why people are saying it was planned, because obviously you're going to draw, right? It's going to pull. Ratings.
Listen, back engagement. Back in the day when I was 9, 10 years old, if you told me Axl Rose was going to be on Pro Bull Riding, I would have watched fucking Pro Bull Riding just to see
That's
if
what
Axl
you do.
Rose was really there.
Just get a glimpse.
Nowadays, now they get to see fucking Taylor, and she's – but I'm telling you, man, pure domination. And I think I like Travis Kelce for her.
I also don't like Travis Kelce doing Pfizer commercials. Did not like that.
No.
I thought that was a little
– I don't like anybody in the sports arena – music arena or act. I don't like any famous
like
Hollywood person trying to tell me my health and my politics. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, I'm Travis.
But I'll tell you, Taylor Swift is everywhere. God bless her. And total domination.
Gun to your head, would you have sex with Taylor Swift? Or would you not even need a gun?
I have a wife.
I'm just saying if you were single.
Got a wife.
I don't think she's attractive, dude.
She's not.
I would not.
She's not. Taylor Swift is not attractive.
I'd take that bullet, bro.
There's something so plain about her.
I know, and just ratty.
And just,
I don't know, dude.
You know what she reminds? She reminds me of like a tall rectangle. I know that's weird, but when I see her, she's just like a walking rectangle. No curves, no, just, you know, yeah, I mean, just like.
She looks like a jewel.
Like a block
cartoon.
You know
the jewel vapes? Yeah. It's just like a jewel.
Yeah.
Like a walking square.
Now, somewhere somebody's like, she's the hottest chick in the world. And
I don't know. That's fine. Listen, if that does it for you, whatever.
Go ahead. I don't know. I'd be curious. Are we too sexist if we put up a poll tomorrow that says, do you think Taylor Swift is attractive?
I don't think so. That's a fair question.
So we'll put up the what's it called? Where you get to vote?
Poll.
Yeah. We'll put up a poll. And we'll say, do you think Taylor Swift is, one, attractive, or two, a walking rectangle? And we'll go.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
I mean, I know which way I'm going, but let's see what the people say.
What if somebody puts a third thing and says she's an attractive rectangle?
Joe Scovel.
I don't know.
He would put that there.
You see what our boy Kanye said?
Dude. He's another one. He's worse than Taylor. I would rather he was gone than her.
He made the craziest comment you will ever hear in your entire life.
Guy.
Is this really episode 54?
It is.
And here's the thing. If you people go back and listen to episode 1 through 54, since we've been doing the new show in the studio.
Yes.
We've really put together quite an eclectic thing. So if you're just seeing us tonight for the first time, there really is a rhythm to the show. So go back and watch why do you say it like that?
No, there is. You're right, dude. It's been evolution. It's like a content evolution. No, I'm totally backing you up. I'm not being sarcastic.
Okay. You're just hoping to get to shave my head if Amy says I look attractive. I know. Aim, dog. You can't watch this and say I'm going to look attractive that way just so Kirk gets to shave my head. It has to be genuine. Seriously, though, Kanye makes the comment of the year. Apparently, he's in some sort of disagreement with Elon Musk won't return his phone calls because Elon thinks he's fucking cuckoo. Do you know what Kanye said?
Oh,
bro, I'm not crazy. There's nothing wrong with me. And I have to remember. He was in a car accident and he says he caught autism from the car accident.
So he contracted autism.
He contracted autism from being in a car accident.
I think he just contracted stupid. But he might already had that. I don't know.
Time out.
Might have been bored.
The autism, Kanye, already there. Now, you're talking to a guy who thinks we're all on a spectrum. Every last fucking human is on a spectrum. It just depends. Like, if you do it from, like, a rate of 1 to 50, you just got, you know. But this dude.
He is. Dude.
Somebody needs to look out for Kanye.
This guy's. Someone should ask him if he's okay. How are you? I bet you nobody's asking him. That might be his problem.
They're probably afraid of.
They don't want to hear the answer.
Let me ask you. You know what a good debate would be? A good debate would be between Kanye and Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear what Joe Biden said today?
No. Besides spending more of our money for things we don't need to spend it on?
He's in Israel. God bless the Israeli people and all the innocent people over there.
Of course.
He said he was talking about Jesus being born in Israel or something, but then he goes, and that's where I was born. Dude, what the fuck? He just says whatever.
Dude, what is the matter with that?
I don't know, man.
Fucking Christ.
Remember when everybody was like, vote, you know, election 2020, anybody but Trump? 2024 has to be anybody but Biden. And we don't talk politics here, but guys. Your commander-in-chief can't be eating ice cream and shit in his pants at the same time.
Dude, there is no way that guy gets reelected.
There was a poll today that says him and Trump are neck and neck. And I'm like, who voted? Who did you poll? Six people? Three on three? Fuck out of here.
We asked the office. It was split right down the middle.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys, who do you like better?
Yeah, we work with 14 people and it was just a total split. Total split.
Yeah, the comments are working. There you go. Marie.
She's a Swiftie. Hi, Marie. Thank you for coming back and watching the show.
He's tripolar, I think. He's not even bipolar. I think he's got three polars.
Is there a quad polar? If anybody can hit, he definitely hit the trifecta. You're 100% on. Dude's cuckoo. But I'll tell you right now, if he showed up here right now and he said, let's hang out, we'd hang out.
Dude.
Give me 2 hours of Kanye.
Of course.
Anytime.
I can fix it, man. I want to unpack that.
Why don't you ever, you don't try to fix somebody like that. You just enjoy them while they're here, like Britney Spears.
Did you see the knife video? That woman is.
I think, you know, listen, time to start voting for national treasure again. Fucking Britney Spears isn't a national treasure.
So you remember the Hit Me Baby One More Time video?
Duh.
So the funniest meme I saw was on the left was the Hit Me Baby One More, a picture of her from that video. And the caption was, the America I thought I was born into. And then on the right was her with the knives. The America we actually live in.
I saw one that was the same, but the caption was, when you first start dating, and then 3 months later, when
the
she
juxtaposition yeah,
when
there
she
is...
when she gets comfortable 3 months later, yeah, for real though.
Who could have called that? Poor
for
Britney.
Real,
free Britney.
She's free now.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's free.
She's fine. She's free.
Ask her to put the fucking knives down, but she's free.
That was a little unsettling.
She is free. Sorry, I just saw something, okay. So I just want to. Okay, good. So, did you see that I posted tonight that I'm going to tell you who the worst person in the world is?
I did see that, before and we I get was to very that, intrigued.
Before we get to that, I want you to comment me on the pace of the show and how I'm jumping and jumping and jumping.
I like it
and
quick.
I'm not meandering and I'm not wandering.
Bing, bang, boom.
And new format here at Live with Johnny. We're going to try to go to 40-minute shows. We think it's better for the listener. We think it's better for us. And what I've learned from listening to podcasts, because I listen to podcasts.
You listen to our podcast? Never. I know you don't, because you would find it funny and you would mention stuff. You'd be like, haha, that was funny.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have not, I don't know. I'm looking myself in the eye. Am I that vain that I just keep looking at myself?
It's hard when the cameras, I mean, it's hard not to look.
Can I ask you, and this is going to come off terrible, but I'm looking at myself right there and I'm like, I am a good looking guy. But then when I see myself, like at home in the mirror.
So I talk to like 10 people that I work with because we're on like Zoom meetings all the time. And I said to them, when everybody's there with the camera on, who do you look at the most? You know what the unanimous answer was? Myself. It's hard not to look at yourself.
Just looking at myself in my eyes. And is it strangely turned on?
You look good, dude. You look thin for sure.
Well, you know, I have my days. I need a haircut. I look like a hippie.
We had a little talk about your weight thing too last time.
I have,
we don't need to talk about it now. Just letting you know. Sowing the seed.
What was the talk?
It was something about
how much you
weigh.
Supposed to weigh and shut the fuck up. We'll have news on that next week.
Next week. Teaser.
Yeah. Live from the Live at the Dog Park Studios. We'll talk to you next week about that. Speaking of which, before we get into who the worst person in the world is right now, not ever, just right now.
Who is it?
We have another future guest coming on. And I'm not going to release the name yet because I've yet to talk to the person. But a friend of mine reached out to me and said, hey, my friend has this business. Would you be interested in reaching out? And it's a wellness/fitness/nutrition person. This woman is started her own business, and I want to help promote it because that's what we do here at Live with Johnny. We're a community-based podcast. And anybody out there listening, if you've got a business and you want to come on or you want to be a sponsor and you want to be like on the flip side food truck – and get that bang for your buck and have us put the word out there for you. Don't forget, we're on the Spotify. We're on the Apple. We're on the YouTube. We're on the Google.
Amazon.
Yes. And Facebook, obviously.
iHeartRadio. All kinds of stuff.
Are we on iHeartRadio?
We are.
So when I hear the iHeartRadio commercial, when they say the iHeart family loves you, they mean me. Like
you
I
are
them.
The iHeart family. Yeah. You're like the ugly third cousin, but you're in the family.
All right, we're going to let that one go. But we're going to have that person on. And I think there's no better time than the holidays because we all know it's about to come up, right? The candy, the turkey, the Christmas.
Yes.
Big the bang New Year's boom. Eve, right?
And it's a quick.
So you're going to add in the candy, the turkey, all the desserts, and then alcohol.
Right.
How easy from today till then, from now till New Year's Eve, how easy is it to just put on 25 pounds? Like, boom.
Dude, from here to the end, holy shit,
did
was
you
that
hear
your stomach?
That? My stomach,
the
man.
Mic picked it up.
Ho, ho.
Yeah, from here to the end of the year, dude, it's just like a friggin', it's just a railroad. You can't control, it's just,
I got a little off the rails, but I was doing really well. I'm stuck at a number, and I won't say the number till next week, but I'm just stuck at this number.
Yeah.
So this person might be able to help us and help us all get through the holiday. Plus, you know, it has the potential to be, you know, comical once I try to tell her how I think I'm dieting. And this is where Amy rolls her eyes and goes, yeah, just because you fucking ate carrots while I was awake and then when I went to bed you ate two slices of pizza doesn't mean you're dieting, you fat fuck. Amy, I know. All right?
You should tell her that gym story. You should retell it.
Yes!
That was the best story ever,
matter of
ever,
fact,
dude.
I will send it to her and ask her to comment
right,
on it.
Right, have her,
right?
Like, break it down. Yeah, exactly.
Write that down.
Write that down.
Send her gym store. Dude, I almost died. I really thought that I was fucking dying, bro.
Yeah, it was catastrophic.
I wonder if I go back, I'll be able to buy your details. Anyway, before we get into the worst person in the world, I do want to promote one other thing. You were an employee there for a while. I was an employee. I still am an employee there.
Yeah, 15 years. You were there years.
Like 15 years.
A while.
I will be there 18 years come this December.
Jesus Christ.
And we both worked for Tools Plus. I currently still work for Tools Plus. And Tools Plus is currently in the process of closing its doors as the owners retire. So I'm here to pimp out the word and sit the word that if you're looking for great prices and all that, and I know it's a giant company, man, but I'm being dead serious. Like, these prices, I don't want to go all crazy Eddie on you and be like, they're insane!
I was just going to make a crazy right? Eddie reference.
You're helping me, you're helping them, you're helping everybody. Get down to Tools Plus and you got to see these discounted prices as we close the doors on a legacy and a long-lived great thing going on under Waterbury. But we'll talk more about that as I get closer to be unemployed. But please get your asses down here. Now, you didn't read my notes, right? You didn't look. I don't think you looked.
Nope.
Even though you got that, you're always fucking eagle-eyeing my shit.
I did not this time.
I'm going to tell you who I think the worst person in the world is right now. Right
alive.
Now. Alive, right? Okay. Like, just right now at this current moment in all of our time, just being the worst person on the planet.
The worst person.
Yeah.
And we haven't mentioned them yet thus far.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Okay, go on. Are you asking me to guess?
Yeah, you get two guesses.
Okay. Vladimir Putin.
Nah, he's good.
Okay, he's fine.
No, he's an asshole, but no, it's not him.
Worst person in the world that we haven't mentioned.
Arlec, there's some cosmonaut up in the sky, just caught our fucking show, and it's like, you said bad things about Vladimir Putin.
Can I ask one thing? Is it a politician or an entertainer?
Entertainment.
It's an entertainer. Worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kathy Griffin.
Oof.
Amy Schumer.
No.
Shit. All right.
She's always the worst person in the world.
Thank you.
Nobody likes Amy Schumer.
Thank you.
And I said something one time, and then somebody said to me, what if you ever try to become famous with what trying to be funny, and like Amy Schumer could help you, but she won't now because you said this shit about her.
Nope. I would rather be poor and not have to talk to Amy Schumer.
I'm working at a fucking Starbucks. I don't give a fuck. I don't wish any ill will towards her. I want her to have a happy, nice life. But fuck her.
Just piss off.
Go ahead. All right, your guess.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, there's so many.
The worst person on the planet right now. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, I wished. Oh, my God. I pissed at myself for not thinking of that.
I find her to be so just horrible, disgusting. I can't fucking stand her. And let me tell you something. She is selling out her husband and her family for money and for fame and to try to sell this stupid ass fucking book. All she does is say two things. Only thing she ever brings up is Will Smith and Tupac. Will Smith and Tupac. I'm here to tell you, Jada, you would be nothing without either one, right? Would anybody even what is the fuck is she ever? I tried to Google her today, and she's known for some movie. I think it's called Set It Off or something, where she was like a bank robber or something.
Yes.
What the fuck is Set It Off? She's not. I don't find her to be entertaining or talented in any single way. I can't think of anything that I've ever seen her in that I was like, oh my God, it was so great. That's number one. Will Smith carried you your entire life. Tupac carried you your entire life. For her to get out there and keep mentioning Tupac's name, she's only doing it to try to get street cred and to try to fucking get people to click it up to see what she's saying, right? The best thing to ever happen to her was that they supposedly found Tupac's killer, because now all of a sudden she's got, I know what Pac would say. I know what Pac would say. Pac said this. Pac said that. Yeah, well, I could tell you a bunch of shit that a dead person said too that they never said, because who the fuck?
Yeah.
Can't ask him, Jada. Can't ask him.
No accountability there.
She drives me. First of all, Tupac, listen, you're not Tupac's type of girl, okay?
For sure not.
You're just that chicky smash back in a day. That's it, and that's all. And as a man who adores and loves his wife as much as I do, Okay. So her husband, I assume, loves and adores her. For her to sell him out and to go out or go around saying that Tupac is the only man she really loved, or Tupac is the man she's loved the most ever, as she's been married to this other man and had kids with him. Now, listen, that very well may be true, but somebody should have told fucking Jada that you don't say the fucking, you don't tell the truth, you don't say the things out loud that you don't want other people to
hear. You don't say the quiet things. Keep quiet.
Those are the things you fucking keep quiet. Okay? She fucking emasculates. She's trying to emasculate Will Smith.
Face.
She's manipulative. And now she's saying that Chris Rock, the slap was really about Chris Rock trying to ask her out on a date. And her and Will.
Give me a fucking break.
You're a fucking clown. You're a joke. And you sold out your fucking husband and the man you made children with, who's been nothing but supportive of you. Now, if Will Smith was a scumbag to her and fucking hit her or cheated on her,
treat her pretty
was,
well.
Or was a terrible father to their kids, say what you got to say. And I'm not even a Will Smith guy.
No.
I'm with Eminem when he says Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do. So fuck him and fuck you too. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Good. I'm not a big Will Smith guy. However, dude, this motherfucker, he was Muhammad Ali. He was Independence Day. He was the Fresh Prince. Will Smith is part of our culture. You, ma'am, are just the woman holding on to the back of his fucking coattails. So keep your mouth shut and stop trying to emasculate your man in fucking public. Do whatever you want in private, but you don't say the quiet stuff out fucking loud. That's fucking wrong. You are the worst person on the fucking planet, Jada.
Wow.
Don't give a fuck.
Did you ever hear of Wicked Wisdom?
No.
Back in the mid-2000s, Jada Pinkett was in an alt-rock band called Wicked Wisdom.
How'd they do?
They played on Ozfest. Mm-hmm. And guess who met Jada Pinkett? And she was a massive see you next Tuesday.
Really? I can only...
I touched her. Talk to her.
She touched her. She comes across as someone...
Shook her hand.
She definitely comes such across a as smash, a...
dude.
Grab my...
Yeah!
My, you know, grab... What is the macchiato? Grab my macchiato.
I need my macchiato. Dude, you're on the third stage of Ozfest. Nobody knows who you are, and you're acting like...
Does she play an instrument?
She was singing. Terrible, dude. It was awful. Like, we had to be respectful, but she was terrible.
Just another long list of these actors who think they can fucking sing and dance.
It was okay. Awful.
Sammy Davis Jr. He might have been the last one, right? He can act and he can sing. He might be the last guy.
I think that was it.
He might be the last guy.
She is the worst person on the planet. I agree.
She's the worst person on
Lock
the planet.
Lock that down.
Lock it in.
Bam. Right.
So we're 2 minutes away from the 40-minute mark.
Okay.
Wait,
was that a hard... Is that a hard stop?
You told me a long time ago that as we do this show, that me and other people have told me this too, as I start to talk and I start to take lefts and rights and not get to what I said I was going to say and get to the things that I wanted to say.
Right.
It's better if I boom, ba, boom, ba, boom,
boom, ba, boom,
and
ba,
we
boom.
Talk about it and we prepare
this
and
good.
We get it down. And this way here, I just blow it out. So if you're in your car driving to work and you got a 35-minute commute.
Bang. Done.
Bang. You don't have to be like. You know,
what happened next?
This dude said he was going to tell us who the worst person in the world was. He said that 25 minutes ago. What the
he's still
going
talking.
On? Right. But yet he's still talking about, you know, the time he found fucking dryer lint in his belly button. We're not doing that no more.
Everybody's been there. It's fine.
Everybody has been there. And again, tonight was like, when we talked about the politics thing, we talked about other things. I cut it short as my brain was going. And, you know, I gotta work on that too. But again, this is all a rhythm, and it's all. And I'm not making excuses. Fuck you, people.
No, I think it's good.
Dude. I'm gonna continue to do this as long as I want to do this, and we don't care.
Fuck yeah, you will.
And that's it. And that's all.
That's it. It's all.
But one thing I do want to do tonight is we make our way back after 3 months.
4 months.
July, August, September. Well, actually, it was almost all of June.
It was.
So that's a good like 30, 60, 90, 120 days. 120 days without me.
120 days.
It was, 120.
It was lonely here.
I know people who can't go 120 seconds without me.
Okay.
You know who you are, baby. I need to say farewell to a few people. We've lost a couple of loyal listeners and friends since last time we spoke, and I juggled whether or not I was going to talk about this, but I'm going to do it because as we look at the comments and I look at the things that I post and I don't see them, I'm going to toast them tonight. So I brought here tonight.
A little baby pony.
My little baby Miller High Life. It's a little baby. Look at him. He's cute, isn't he?
Triple filtered.
We got to put up my fucking... I don't know why I'm talking in the English accent. I got to go into the fucking...
The fucking...
I used to drink the Miller Lite with the Vortex bottle, fuckers. Now I'm drinking fucking... Yo, bro. You want to grow up like me and be a low life, drink the fucking high life, bro. Anyway, I'm going to open her up.
Crack it open.
And I'm going to... It's like, you want to... You know when you get a... Like, you're at a wedding and you make a toast and you get like a little... This is probably the amount of champagne
Dude, I'm not going to lie. That looks like
Can
a bottle of piss.
See how many ounces are in there?
It looks like a bottle of piss. That's going to be, I don't know, what, 10 ounces? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll read it later. But anyway, it's... No.
8 ounces?
What's... How many ounces is it?
16,
is it
right?
16, right? So this has got to be like
ounces,
maybe 6 or 8,
six
maybe.
Or eight
we'll check it out.
Okay, anyway, we'll
people
check.
People are like,
we'll
shut up!
What happened to the tight thing you were doing?
I need to remind everybody that the three most important words in English language are how are you? They really, really are. I've been lax on it myself, but some friends would tell you that in the past couple of weeks, I've been pretty good at reaching out and asking some people I haven't spoke to in a while. How are you? Just checking in. It's important that we do that. Found out Friday, a friend of mine, a kid I grew up with, played baseball with, great guy. Also grew up to own one of my favorite restaurants of all time, Jason. He unfortunately passed away when he was 34 years ago.
Rough.
And of a heart issue. And he had two sisters. One of them I don't know so well. The other one, his younger sister, I knew a little bit. And as we got older into life, I would see her out, you know, bars and stuff. But she's, you know. She's you know younger than I am. I mean, not much. She's probably I think she was 39 years old when she left us. But you know, in high school years, that's a lot because you know I'm almost 10 years older than her. So you don't really mix in with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was a wonderful person. She was a super kind person. She actually was as kind enough as she went into the field of being with people. She was I forget what it was called, maybe a doula if I'm saying it right, where she would spend time with people who were about to pass.
Oh yeah,
she would help them pass over or pass through whatever the saying is. We lost her unexpectedly on Friday, at the age of 39. So I wanted to toast Marin. Her name is Marin. I was gutted when I heard it because her father's a wonderful person. Her brother was a wonderful person. Just good people, the three of them. And again, I didn't obviously know the mom or the other sister too well, and I don't want to claim to have. But to Gary, my heart is with you, buddy. Marin, you were just the kindest. I hadn't seen you in a while. But anytime I was running a fundraiser or this show or anything you could help out with, you always would send a message or comment or anything. And when I saw you out, it was nothing but hugs, and we talk about Jay, and it was all good. So, Marin, I hope, you know, you found the piece you were looking for. So that's my first toast to Marin. My second toast is to a loyal listener who donated to every Thanksgiving drive we ever had, the Little League fundraiser, commented all the time. Did such great things for the town of Seymour and Seymour Pink, which is a cancer, you know, fundraising thing. Donna Sorensen, she was the mother of two good friends of mine, Jennifer and Colleen, and her sister Patty's a big fan of our show too and does many great things for Seymour too. We lost Donna in the time that we haven't been here. And Donna has always been a friend, and Donna has always been a supporter of this show, which is why I felt necessary to tell her, Donna, so sorry that you had to leave us. To her daughters, I'm so sorry. To her sister and to the rest of her family, Donna, we cheers you and thanks always for your support. Funny thing about Donna is I'm drinking this High Life.
I heard that one.
It was, yeah, gulpy. Every St. Patrick's Day, leading up to St. Patrick's Day, she would post on Facebook an Irish, like, sonnet leading up to St. Patrick's Day. Some of them were funny as fuck. So, Donna, you're missed. And to her family again. Last but not least, the first thing this dude ever said to me, right? The very first thing this guy ever said, I get off the school bus. It's got to be like freshman year of high school. Sorry. I get off the school bus. I'm standing next to his son. And back in high school, I know you guys can't tell by looking at me now, but I was skinny. I weighed, no joke, probably like 105 pounds, right?
Yes.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and black like gym shorts. I step off the bus. He's at the stop sign as we're getting off the bus because we're going to walk home. He must have been going to store or something. Who knows? He looks at Clayton. He goes, who's your friend? He goes, that's Johnny Dodato. He looks at me. He looks me up and down. He goes, you got strings hanging from your shorts. And I go look down to get the strings off my shorts. He goes, nope. Those are your legs, you skinny fucking. And he drove away. So first thing
that's
he,
a good one.
The first thing he ever said to me.
I'm going to use that.
The first thing he ever said to me. His name is Ed Sweet, but we all lovingly called him Chief because he looked. Remember Robert Parrish from the Celtics?
Yes.
He looked like the white Robert Parrish.
No kid.
No joke, dude.
Really?
I'll show you a picture after this. White Robert Parrish. Ed Sweet, who was Clayton's father, who was a wonderful father to Clayton and was always there for Clayton, no matter what. Always there for Clayton and Clayton's biggest supporter. Always there for us. Always cool for us. Always opened his doors to us. Funniest son of a bitch you'll ever meet in your life. Always had a funny thing to say. Commented on our stuff all the time with super funny stuff. Matter of fact, Clayton sent me a message about a year ago. He wanted to come on our show and I never had him on. And that's a fucking regret I will have for the rest of my life. And I wish I did that and I wish I was able to do that. So to Ed Sweet, Chief, we toast you. I know that Clayton misses you. We all miss you. And I was out of town for his services, and that's another regret I'll always have. But to Ed, Chief, we miss you, and cheers to you. After the show, text somebody, ask them, how are you? Get to them. Just no matter what, when this show's over, you're going to text somebody you haven't spoken to in a while. Reach out to those who aren't reaching out and ask them, how are you? Times are tough, man. Somebody somewhere needs somebody to talk to. You can help with that. Hope you're happy we're back. We're happy we're back. We're going to see you guys next week. We got a lot to do. We got a lot to get at. We got Thanksgiving. We got the gnomes. We've got a wellness person who's going to try to come in here and tell me I'm possibly not a tub of shit. So we'll get there when we get there. Go see On the Flip Side. Go get to that food truck Monday night at Naugatuck High School. Go to Tools Plus, buy all the stuff. Am I missing anything? No. Kirk is happy that I'm back.
Yay.
Bright Eyes, I'm coming home and I've been drinking. I love you, baby. Good night, everybody. We love you.